KBFT recently held a native foods event called Nanabuju Cafe. Members of the community prepared and shared dishes at the tribal building at Boys Fort. Doris Isham and Donald Chosa shared their recipes with us.
Donald Chosa is my name. I'm here today at the Nanabuju Cafe.
You brought a couple dishes here?
Yeah. Brought a popped wild rice with dried blueberries and hazelnuts with maple sugar. And then I brought another hot dish with deer meat and hazelnuts, wild onions, and
wild rice.
Where did you get maple sugar?
I got the maple sugar from the Natural Foods Co-op.
I remember an elder talking about how they used to make it up here.
Yeah.
Sugar bush. Mm-hmm. And she, for the life of her, she couldn't remember how it was done.
Mm-hmm.
But so hazelnuts, those grow around here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you gather them yourself?
I bought some.
Okay.
But we did gather some this summer.
Where do you find them?
Growing in the woods.
Okay.
Yeah. On a hazelnut tree.
Did you hunt the meat or did you purchase the meat?
My mother-in-law gave it to me. But we go deer hunting every year, so.
Yeah.
We ran out, so she had some in her freezer. I might have gave her that deer.
Did you make them special for the Nanabuju Cafe?
No, we cook them from time to time, during holidays and stuff. Yeah.
The popped rice is nice. I've heard people use it as like trail mix.
Yeah, and that's kind of like what it is, yeah.
Do you eat a lot of popped rice?
We eat it like every couple months.
I've just started popping rice, and it's kind of difficult to master right away. How do you do it?
Well, we use a small saucepan that's probably about 6 inches in diameter, maybe 3 or 4 inches deep. And then we have a all-metal sieve that kind of fits right into the pan. And then we just fill the pan up like a half inch from the top with oil. And we use canola oil because it's supposed to be better for you. And so then we get it until it's real hot. And then until it's hot enough for the rice kernel to be able to puff up in there. Kind of like a puffed rice or puffed wheat or something.
When I do it in tiny batches. I probably do like a tablespoon at a time.
Yeah, that's about how much.
So whenever you do it with more, it seems like it burns before it'll pop.
Yeah. But you don't want your oil too hot either.
Well, thanks a lot, Donald.
All right.
I'm Doris Isham from Nutlake. I brought wild rice and duck. My husband hunts.
Okay. Yeah. Does he hunt up here on Net Lake?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How long have you been living up here?
All my life.
Okay. Your husband too?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Someone was telling me the other day that Net Lake has the best duck hunting in the entire state.
Yeah. We're on a fly-through. They stop off here for the rice. They hunt a lot of ducks. Yeah. They usually get the limit.
How did you prepare it?
Well, I baked the duck, and then I put the rice and some vegetables in it and let it bake. Usually we just bake the ducks, or some people boil them and make a soup with either rice or potatoes in them. I think everybody up here grew up with ducks and rice and duck soup and another duck soup that my mother called Kwejiganabu, and that was just made of boiled ducks with a flour dumpling kind of thing, and that was everybody looked forward to that.
That sounds delicious. Yeah. Did you eat a lot of deer?
Yeah, lots of staples.
Yeah, okay.
Diet.
There's a few venison dishes here. I thought there would be more. But.
Yeah, it's kind of, everybody was like myself thinking, what is everybody else going to bring? You kind of wanted to try and bring something a little different. So nobody brought the same thing. Well, I'm sure everybody has deer meat in the freezer, probably, you know, but they just didn't bring it.
Well, thanks a lot, Doris.
Okay.
Picture
pictures, recipes, and news of upcoming events can be found online at kbft.org under the Minnesota ACHF tab.